You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
In response to the death of an unarmed constable in 2020, the New Zealand Police invested $200 million into a safety program for frontline officers. It's been recently disclosed that new AI software titled SearchX is a big part of it. So I talked to Alex Sims from the University of Auckland to find out more.
So what is this tool and how does it work?
SearchX, well, it's an AI tool. What it does, it uses information from a whole lot of different databases and joins them up. So if you're a frontline police officer and you're going into a situation, you don't know anything. You don't know the name of the person or anything. So you don't know whether that person potentially has access to firearms or anything like that. And so, you know, before police went in, they were trying to find as much information. They'll do manual searches, but it took a lot of time. And so something like SearchX in the testing, they found that it happens within seconds and they can get 15 times more connections than they would have seen beforehand. And the sort of impetus for this, or the alleged impetus, was the shooting and death of a police officer in 2020 by someone that had failed to stop at a police stop, and it turned out that they were highly violent and it was a massive incident. It is to give more information to frontline police officers, but also wider than that. So if they're looking for someone, they can put in a search term to try to find associates in an area. Do they have access to cars? Where are addresses? Do they have any criminal charges?
Okay, so just then you said it provides 15 times more connections. What do you mean by connections?
Okay, well, that's what they're saying. So if you want to know whether a person has associates, whether those associates have firearm license, have they been charged, well, criminal offence, things like that. So any sort of intelligence about a person or a location, does someone have access to a car in a certain area? It could even, it could even bring up owns a dark coloured station wagon in Taranaki.
Jesus, quite specific.
yes, yeah. It is very specific. And that's why when there was investigative journalism by Radio NZ last week, this raised a few eyebrows.
Has this tool been used elsewhere by other police forces?
This particular one, not to my knowledge, I think it's why it's called SearchX. It's a still going to give it a name. Police forces around the world are using AI tools, but with the SearchX, it's not so much the AI really. It's part of it, but it's also taking all the information from the different databases. So the information is there, and it is linking it up and giving the information a lot quicker. But on the other hand, I sort of almost feel sorry for the police, because if something happens, then there's a big hue and cry that why didn't the police do anything? So, for example, with the death of that officer in 2020, people saying, well, why didn't people know what was going on, the intelligence, you know, tracking people? You know, so it's almost like people can't win.
So do you think that this tool is ready for implementation here in New Zealand?
Well, it sounds as though they can use it. From what I've seen, it's sort of like a starting point. Because there are real concerns over the decisions made by AI, because this isn't making decisions. It's just saying, okay, well, these are, yeah, this is the information. But in other situations, AI is making decisions based on the data. So there's quite well known that a lot of police forces use a thing called predictive policing. Okay, so where do we think there's going to be a problem? And we will put resources in that to stop the problem. But the problem with that is that they're taking data which may already be biased. So very quickly. So say, for example, you're looking at the statistics for crime, and it's been sort of well proven that some areas have more police patrols in their police force, so they'll pick up more crime, whereas they're not doing some other areas where there can be crime occurring, but it's not coming up. So you think, oh, all the crime is happening in this area, So what we'll deploy even more police into that area. So that can be, I think that's more of a worry.
Yeah, that was a question that I had. How likely is it that this tool would have any biases itself?
It could have potential biases, but it's, I think it's more of the data, because some people are going to be picked up quicker and then get before committing a crime, whereas someone else may be committing the same crime somewhere else, but they haven't been picked up. So yes, their name will be flagged more in that system than someone else. So yes, there can be some bias in the sense of names coming up quicker.
A lot of people are going to be nervous about AI, and they're also going to be quite nervous about any sort of bias in policing. So from what you have learned, however, do you think that this tool is ready for police use?
I personally think that out of the AI tools that are being used, it's probably lesser concern than some of the other ones.
Research has shown that AI tools like ChatGPT and Stable Diffusion have been found to be biased. But remember, that's mainly due to the biased data that we've given them. AI does have the potential to be less prejudiced than humans. It's a computer after all. But that's only if we make a conscious effort to make it so. If we're to look at other examples of data-driven policing, that seems very unlikely for SearchX.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.